More energy, more pop. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where absolutely dare we don't know everything. I'm your host, Zach. It's Fall Towers.
And I'm Kelsey, looking sexy, Dara.
Zach, it's cold outside.
It's LA cold.
This is like sweater weather. As you can see, I'm wearing my Skims. I look like a rug, a bear. A bear rug.
You do. You look like they skinned Fozzie Bear.
I came downstairs and the athlete went, "Okay, teddy bear," and it felt hurtful. I don't know why. I was like, "That wasn't what I was going for." I was going for like, "I'm cozy."
Also, teddy bears are not iconically like fit girls.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck a teddy bear.
No, you want to fucking hug a teddy bear.
Yeah, which I also like.
Speaking of, I did Bear Weekend in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, this past Saturday, and it was just like it was so cute.
Wait. Tell us about it.
It was just like, first of all, it was a journey because you have to fly into Philly and then drive 2.5 hours to get to this beach town. And then it's
okay,
like,
was it not freezing?
No, it was warm.
Okay.
It was warm. It was like cool at night. It was actually perfect.
Okay.
But it was like all these bears and they put me up in the hotel that was on the water that had the ballroom that I performed in. It was like probably 200 or 300 men.
Wow.
But like, bears.
Yeah.
So they look, and cubs. So they look like your like uncles and like dad's friends. And they were like so like loving and nice.
And they were like, look at this little fucking sparkle twink. I'm about to just like.
I was like, I feel like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
I feel like a little salmon swimming upstream.
Who's going to catch me?
Who's going to catch me?
Did you hook up?
No, but I did. I flirted a bunch. Ultimately, I decided it probably wouldn't maybe be the best look. At least gossip wise, if someone's like, "Oh yeah, I hooked up with you know
the entertainer,"
act. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
which is funny because you notoriously hook up with people when you're out of town at your show.
I guess because this was like a function, like a conference thing where they were all doing the same events and stuff.
Sure.
At shows, it's like they're coming from all over the city. Like you're hot
to
let's
see
go.
You specifically.
Yes,
also,
yes.
Speaking of seeing you, I'm opening for you.
Fucking opening for me, which is so. It's almost like a glitch in the matrix.
Dude,
it feels like
yes,
where
it's
like
crazy.
Kelsey, who didn't stop stand up, like
I am back. Now back.
Yeah, and so it's like Oh,
here she is.
Yeah, and these things. So Kelsey and I are, I'm headlining, Kelsey's featuring at
that sounds crazy to say.
San Francisco Punchline October 1st and Sacramento Punchline October 2nd. One night only, one show only.
I want to post something on my like grid or story, but I want it to be like you in the front and then my head just poking out behind you like I'm doing stand up in front of Zach.
You absolutely should do a post on your story.
Yeah.
Or on grid, but
both. Why not? This is like a big deal that you're giving me this opportunity because what most people, when they like are getting back to or getting stand up, like this would take years to be able to feature for a comic like of your stature.
My stature literally haven't sold out either of the shows, but I appreciate this little bit of ass licking you're doing at the moment.
Well, it's also true ass licking. You know when it's authentic ass licking when someone wants to be there?
Yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, paying a compliment. Yeah.
You're like, I get it all the time. Nobody's licked my ass emphatically enough for me to believe someone would lick an ass emphatically.
You know what? I've had so many generals recently, or pitch meetings, that I've like picked up these like small micro ass licking things. You're like, oh, I respect so many of the things that you've produced.
Wow.
Like,
and you're
what
like,
am I
shut
talking
up.
About? To me.
Yeah, well,
I'm like,
see.
Shut up. And then, like, I kind of mean it, but it's also like, anyway, a compliment goes a long way, all that to say.
But it is also true.
But it is, comedy is just like the wild, it will always be the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do it to get better and for people to see you and then take you seriously.
And stay up late. Like, that's been the challenge isn't like writing or performing.
Same.
It's fucking going out at night.
Dude, it's the one thing that I have up on you that in my 20s, I did all like the shitty, like now I'm at least to a point where someone tries to book me and I go, I have to go up early in the lineup.
Yes.
And they're like, absolutely.
Absolutely, in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll take the butt.
Well, I mean, I even have to take the butt at like the Comedy Store or the Improv. Like I can't be like, only 8 p.m. shows.
That's
it's like,
crazy,
no, if they give me a 10:30 show.
Wow.
Dude, I'm going to have to get back into Coke. 1:30 a.m.
There's no way I'm doing this without drugs.
Well, I know for a fact a little coke bird dropped off a baggie for you today.
Oh my God, Santa visited?
Yeah.
He brought some snow?
Someone gifted you
coke. Okay, let me be very clear to the audience. Nobody gifted me a bag. I had something, I was holding something in my purse for someone and they left it with me.
They said that's a gift.
Which is an insane thing to say.
One time, I'll never forget this. I went home with a guy, and when we got to his home, turned on the lights, there were like three lines of coke on his coffee table, and I was like, you didn't finish that? And I saw it as the biggest red flag ever. I was like, what weirdo?
Are you so rich that you're leaving lines out?
I don't know if I even thought that far
ahead.
What
are you thinking?
Because I was like a drunk 24-year-old, and I was like, ew. What is going on? Why do you have extra coke? I've never had extra coke.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be tough for me to be able to stay up late, but I do appreciate the mics or like the open mics around town. There's one.
Sometimes they're at 5 and stuff.
Oh, brother, I got one even better for you. There's one on Saturday that starts at 10 a.m. I'm going. Catch me at 10 a.m.
Dude.
Also, I'm so excited to do these shows. You're very trusting because you haven't seen me do stand-up.
I haven't, but I know you. And, like, I know that, like, my audience will probably be kind.
Oh, and I think they'll, if they're liking what you're talking about, I think I'm a good warmer-upper.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, honestly, anyone who knows and follows and loves me knows that you're a big part of my life.
Same, so bitch.
I think it should be, like, a perk.
My favorite thing is whenever I meet someone for the first time and they're like, I know Zach.
Oh.
And I'm like, then you know, you're a cool one. Like, I trust them more. I'm like, oh, okay. Real, like, recognize, oh, real.
Is he a cunt to you? Because...
How much do you like him?
Yeah.
I should start asking.
You're like,
that.
How well do you think you know him?
Yeah, give me the tea. Because me and him are fighting right now. No, I shouldn't. That would be so diabolical.
Never.
We have to do Bing Bong housekeeping on the movie we saw last night. Without giving too much away. As you know, Confident Bottoms, we've been talking about like beauty standards in specifically for women. And we, thank God, we taught Zach a lesson or two about this trials and tribulations.
What'd you teach me?
You forgot everything we gave you.
I remember that girls spend too much on beautification.
That's good enough. To see the film that we saw last night, which is called The Substance, starring Demi Moore and
Margaret Qualley. I don't think there's a G in it. I think it's Qualley.
And I'm just going to give you the basic premise. It's like a thriller horror of a woman who...
Also comedy.
And definitely funny.
There's a lot of comedy in there.
She gets the opportunity to take an injection that would give her youth back for 7 days at a time. But then she has to swap back to her old self for 7 days. And then she can go back to young self, old self, young self, old self. And you guys, when I tell you, this is the craziest, most weird, wild ride, female director, by the by. And such commentary on the state of what we as women in the entertainment industry. I saw a comment on the trailer that was the top comment that was like, crazy that Hollywood has to make a movie about the system that they've set up for women.
Truly. And some people will be like, Demi Moore's looking old. It's like, I'm just saying, yeah, like, but like, it'll go over people's heads.
Yes. And I said a lot of people will probably like give flowers to the newcomer actress in this, which is also kind of like, I feel like going over the heads of the point of the movie. But
sure. I mean, that's going to be like young male viewers for sure. Yeah. I think women and like people in the industry will be like, whoa, Demi Moore fucking gave us. Yeah. I actually would love to see if she gets an Oscar nomination for it.
What's crazy to me is like this kind of movie is so fucking wild, right? It was a Sundance Starling, which is known to be a little bit more gritty, a little bit like more indie, a little bit more out there. It's not your typical studio movie, if you will. Right. And I could totally fucking see something like this being nominated for an Oscar, but I could also see people being like, you can't put that kind of movie up for an Oscar.
Oh, interesting.
Like, name another wild. Like, I loved When Everything Everywhere All at Once won because I was like, yes, make weird shit.
I think weird shit wins.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I really do.
I just don't know about horror.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. The horror element didn't come in for me until... well, I guess the whole thing is horrifying. Yeah. But like the horror... I mean, what you're, I think, talking about is like the body horror.
Yeah.
Well, no, I guess that was in the beginning too.
Yeah, it's just hard being a woman. It's horrifying.
Well, what's crazy is it's like such a simple story.
I kept thinking about you with this. I was
simpler.
Like, Zach could have wrote this movie. Like, well, Zach could have made this movie.
It's just like, that's why it was so exciting.
Yeah,
because I'm like, this is kind of timeless. At one point, I didn't know when it was happening because there some of them are dressed like it's the 70s. Like, yeah. some of the set decorating yes. was like 70s-esque. And I was like, when is this? But then there's like iPhones and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so good.
It's called The Substance. Definitely check it out.
It's getting like a wide release because there's a cardboard cutout like thingy at AMC Theater. We saw it at an AMC, so it'll be at AMC's at least in New York and LA. I bet it'll go everywhere.
Yeah. I just think it's going to be something y'all are going to be hearing about in the next coming weeks of like, what the fuck, go see this movie.
It was very much one of those movies where like all of like the mouth noises and like
the audio,
the chewing and crunching and like
the sound design.
It's so visceral. It's like,
don't go see this if you don't like, if you have that mesophonia thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You'll throw up.
Okay. Yeah. Then don't.
But do.
It was so good.
Speaking of the beauty standard thingies, we asked the audience on the ConPod Instagram. If you're not following, by the way, what are you doing? Go over there.
Yeah,
give us a follow.
You dummy.
You big dingus.
Oh, my God. Oh, I shouldn't say this. Never mind. Go
ahead. Oh. Well, now I'm curious.
That person who gave us the one-star review has been, it's been reverberating in my head. About the great, Catherine the Great.
Because you keep... Like you remember the one bad review over all the hundreds, thousands of good reviews.
It really chapped my ass.
Ooh, I got some cream for that. We asked you guys to tell us about your beauty treatment costs. And here's what we gathered. Tiana so graciously put together like the most common answers we saw. And she deduced that the average answer that we saw, which is a wide breadth, but this is how crazy it is to be a woman, is between $50 a year.
A year?
And $8,000 a year.
Oh, okay, okay.
So between $50,000 and $8,000.
Whoever's spending $50,000, just take yourself to the Cheesecake Factory. You don't, whatever that is, it's not.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep,
but the most
think.
Common answer was about $1,500 a year, which is still like on the lowish end, but.
I want to be clear. I spend more than $1,500 a year.
Botox will get you, babes.
Botox alone, pedicures, which I need one so bad.
I can give you one. I got a new gel light treatment.
You would give a pedicure?
Well, now that I'm looking close up at your feet, I'm not sure that I want to ever touch your toes.
Yeah. First of all, listeners, they're not that bad.
What happened to your big toes?
Why are
they yellow?
They're yellow at the top because I've had a fungus that's growing out.
I was not expecting you to give me such a truthful answer on that.
Well, what would I say after you say they're yellow?
You would go, they're not yellow.
No, they are. The top third of them are.
When did you get a fungus?
Dude, I think it's honestly just like, okay, so I asked my doctor about this too. They're like, oh, this is very common in men. Like, or
athlete's feet. Yeasty boy. You're a fungi boy?
They don't hurt or feel weird at all. My dad has disgusting feet.
All dads do.
And my doctor was like, well, you'll have to take this like daily pill for like 3 months so it grows out. And at the tail end of that, I just started doing topical.
Was it antibiotics? More.
I think so.
I want to know more about this fungus. And now you're right. I don't think I'll give you. Could you have gotten it from a foot studio?
No, it's literally been like, this has been a what? A foot studio? What's that?
I don't know. As soon as I said it, I looked at Tiana because I was like, what did I just say?
I was going to breeze right by it because I was like.
But what is a foot studio?
Do you mean like a nail salon?
Yes, but I said foot studio.
No,
because your feet are the star.
I have.
When you're there.
At the foot studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, carry on.
Foot locker, that would be something.
Foot locker sounds like that's where you get a fungus.
Foot
studio, you're getting a glam, honey. You're getting the beat down.
Spoke out of being a fungus.
Look, that's a fungi foot.
But you don't understand. I've dealt with this battle for years.
Shit, it is a very common thing with men because y'all be wearing socks.
Are socks bad?
No. Socks good. But y'all get sweaty foot, and then you leave your fucking feet in them. Yeah.
I don't think I do that.
Okay. Talk to your fungi about it. This was a stand-up premise that I had in my dream. Have you ever had this happen to you where you wake up and you're like, that was funny?
I mean, that's a classic trope. Yes. Oh,
I just thought about like how unfair it is that women in society were like deemed to have to show their feet more than men. Like men can wear shoes all day, every day. Yeah. Women are like, you got to wear heels. You have to have cute sandals on. Your wedges. Go to weddings.
Yeah.
But, like, the men who do show their toes, you never want to see their toes. Like, dudes who are wearing, like, flip-flop Crocs in the country, you're like, put those away.
Sure.
Maybe you should cover them up a little bit more.
Oh, sure.
You're like, what's funny about that?
Yeah, well, I was waiting for, like, the second part.
I haven't come up with it yet. I just think it's funny that, like, men get to hide their feet.
Oh, okay.
And women are forced to show it. Zach's like, maybe she's not featuring for
me. No, it was, I guess he's when you say women have to show their feet and men don't.
We've just been like pressured to show our feet more.
Pressured to show everything. You act like women are wearing onesies and then barefooted. Women are, it's like skin. Yeah. Skin. Show me all your skin.
And even our feet skin are criticized.
Yeah. Well, also, women are supposed to be in shoes that like make it hard for you to get away.
Yeah. Oh.
It is.
You said that so seriously.
I mean.
Because you were like, yeah, that's a fact.
It is.
Heels are harder to get. Wow. Now you got me wondering why heels were invented. Because men used to wear them. It used to be a sign of wealth back in the day.
Yeah, and we're like, we can't get away from these robbers. We need a flat foot.
Give it to women. They can take it. Oh, my God. Anyways, the most expensive beauty treatment our audience replied with is monthly facials, hair extensions, shampoo. Someone put that they're doing $40 shampoo, overnight face cream, and lash lifts,
What's overnight face cream?
You know, like a good cream that you put on your face that's really thick and then you sleep in it.
Is that slugging?
It can be. I don't think you slug in your sleep, do you? You do slug in your sleep?
See, I've always wondered about heavy creams like that. Because, like, what if you roll over?
Yeah,
and then
your pillow
just takes it?
Yeah, bruh.
Sounds wrong.
And the funniest one was the most expensive beauty treatment is definitely my expensive-ass therapist, someone said. Which is funny.
Yeah, shine from within. Be beautiful from within.
Yeah, I try.
Smile from within.
All women should smile.
More.
Hey, I've got a fun TikTok. I saw this going semi-vi on the interwebs.
Okay.
And I thought it would be funny if you told me if this is true in the queer world, because I feel like it's more of a women versus men thing. But someone was saying that if you are having sex with someone, let's say we're having sex, I would never... But for this purpose.
Yes, you would. Kelsey hit on me the first day we met each other.
Are you off your rocker?
This is what it was happening. We were in the changing room for Dating No Filter. Her tits are already out. So
of course.
I saw them day one. And then she told me that.
Is this true?
Yes. You were like, you said you're in a relationship, but I could hook up with a guy. He would just have to be a gay guy.
Yeah.
You said that to me when we were disrobing.
Oh, you think that was me hitting on you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think everyone does.
Oh, no, Zach. I think I was just telling you about my boundaries.
With your tits out?
My tits are mostly... The fact that they're in right now is, like, harmful.
Her tits are always out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but this is day one, and we're getting
dressed
in... We're
in a changing room.
Yeah.
On a television show.
And you're telling me about how you could hook up with a guy, but he has to be gay?
Also, I don't think he'd have to be gay. I think you would be like, oh, so you can hook up with... guys, and I would be like, yeah, gay, straight, like, doesn't matter.
No, you said the guy, I guess it was Jared, he wasn't comfortable with you being with another straight guy.
Oh, weird. That was in the beginning. He was scared of it.
What were we talking about? Fast. Okay, we were having sex.
Oh, okay. So,
both consensually, both because we want to be there.
Right. We both want to be having sex. And then if you're like, let's be real, I'd be fucking you. If I'm fucking you and you're like, yes, I want you to come, that means you're done. You're done having sex. You've been done for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You've finally been like,
come.
I want you to come. And it's not like you
wrap
being sexy to be like,
no.
Yeah, come for me. You're like, I'm tired now.
No, yeah. You're not saying I'm excited for you to come in 10 minutes. You're like.
But then doesn't that put pressure? I find that it puts pressure on someone.
It can if you get in your head.
Yeah. Because if a girl's getting boned by a penis dude, and if a girl says, I want you to come, you've been done for 20 minutes.
Oh.
You're like, if I'm asking you, oh, brother,
minutes?
I'm thinking about what I had for lunch. I'm thinking about what I need to get done. I gave you time.
Women should be connected to a lie detector test while they're being farted.
You're so big. I like you so much. You definitely don't remind me of my dad.
No lies detected.
But I thought that was so funny because it's like you kind of want to test the waters a little bit, right? Like when you're done and you're ready, you're like, yeah, oh, that feels so like, wow, I came so hard is one thing I'll throw out there. Like, wow, you made me come so hard. And then I wait for a response.
He's like, yeah, let's do it again.
And you're like, no.
You're like, like, empty.
Oh, wow, that feels so, I can't take it anymore.
See, this is where people are liars.
Yeah, I'm a liar.
On both sides. Yeah. Where, wouldn't it be nice if you could be like, oh, are you, got mine. Like, I know it's hard, but it's like, did you want to come or do you want to stop fucking me?
If you ask, do you want to come to a guy? Just go.
Really?
Get a fucking Uber and leave because I'm over it. Okay. I don't even care if you want to.
Wait, here's a question.
Do you want to come too?
Here's a question.
Bitch, leave. Just go.
There's so many tabs open now. First of all, the girl in this situation, did she come or is she just tired of having sex and has given
both.
Up on the concept
could
of
be
an
both.
Orgasm?
Could be
what
both.
Is it more likely?
Probably she didn't orgasm and
she
wants you to be done.
And she's just doing her part to
fulfill the patriarchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. And then has it been established that this guy does? Do guys often? Okay. Okay. More often.
Here we go.
Do guys come during sex or have trouble coming during sex?
Historically, I have found that most guys come during sex. However, I have been with people that it has. It's something that they tell me up front.
Okay, great.
Like, I have a hard time.
Can't come
it
from
takes
head.
This. Yes. Which I thought was new. I was like, what?
When and then I say that, I'm like, that's literally a mental thing. It's a mental thing. Go on.
Sir had that thing where he jerked off too hard as a kid.
And these guys look like they're fucking a hostage situation with their dick.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, that looks painful, brother.
It truly looks like you're,
sweating.
Yep.
Yeah, that, you think it's mental?
Well, no, I do think that's desensitization
or
SSRIs.
Yeah,
mix.
I think it's mental and desensitization is what I've seen be the most common denom. So.
But most guys come. But like, would you say 15% have?
Yeah, I'd say 25%. I'm like, this is taking too long.
But they've warned you.
So, most of the time.
Okay, see, I think
do you
that's...
find that to be true, TT? What? Like, do you find that? What's your experience with that?
I feel like they come.
Oh,
Tiana said, my
so
pussy's
hot.
So
She's
fucking
like,
tight,
have
bitch.
Have you seen me?
I never have
I
a
feel
problem.
Like guys come when
You've
they
You've never
see
had a guy
me?
Who, like, it, they're like jerking it to, like,
I mean, if
you've been doing drugs or something all night. Yeah. Or drinking is, you know, whiskey dick or whatever they say.
She's wearing a Dare shirt, by the way. And not even with the fun, like, updated versions. It says to resist drugs and violence.
Listen, we're in the liberal state of California. Your drugs are legal here.
That is so... Okay, so I do think... Oh, there's so many things. Because it's like, I do think it's the guy's duty, if he knows his body, that it takes him a while to come, to let you know that up top.
Yeah.
There's also this thing where it's like, maybe it'll be different this time. Maybe I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Let's not even worry about it.
Maybe it is her fault. Maybe it is the girl.
Just use that clip, Tiana. Maybe it is her fault.
You
Maybe
know, like I could see
girl.
A guy being like, no, it was my ex. Her pussy was so loose.
Oh, guys will
They'll
make
do
up
anything
excuses
to for, not take accountability.
Because it threatens their masculinity. Just like calling them gay threatens their masculinity.
Yeah.
Straight guys are the sensitive ones.
Oh, for sure.
It's crazy.
You've ever like really served a straight guy with like a fuck you kind of retort? They will dox you.
Well, yeah, they freak out. That's when they turn to violence.
Yes.
They're like, bitch, I will
I
kill you.
Muscle over
And you're like,
you.
Shit.
Yeah, you're like,
I forgot.
He could.
Yeah.
He could
well,
kill me.
Well, I know we're playing, like, we only use words.
No,
I know.
And they'll bring it up, like, weeks later, too. They'll be like, oh, yeah, ha. And then they'll, like, throw it back in your face, and you're like, oh, no.
Really get under their skin.
Yeah.
Oof.
Wait, okay, so do you find that this happens in male-on-male sex with I want you to come? Or do you go like, oh, I'm done. Are you done? Or did you want to come? I feel like that's a good one for men.
Listen, as a woman in her 50s, mm-hmm. I have no problem telling a guy like, listen, like I'm close. If I come,
we're done.
You're done.
You're done.
You have like, I literally tell guys, you have 15 seconds before I remove enthusiastic consent.
Nothing would make me go soft faster than a threat of enthusiastic consent.
No.
I revoke my consent.
I said enthusiastic.
But consent. What other kind of sex do you want to be having?
Exactly. Consent.
That is mental warfare.
No, it's not.
You're a fucking sex terrorist.
I'm a truth teller.
That is
And I'm an
crazy
honest
brother.
Man of God. Everyone
Hold
thinks
for
that audio like broke.
I was just really serving face to Zach.
No, but I tell them this in like a cute way.
Oh yeah? Tell me. do it. I'm banging you from mine, because obviously as we established I'd be pegging you.
And I'm like, okay, so here's the deal.
No! If somebody says, okay, so here's no, carry on, sorry. Go on.
No,
yeah?
No.
Yeah, babe. What's up?
You know what I think I've okay, so my sex doesn't go in like a linear order necessarily.
Yeah, no.
So we'll like ramp up.
Start,
maybe you'll put it
stop.
In a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It feels good. And like, do you want to? I'm like, yeah, I do. Like, yeah. Oh, like, oh God, your dick in me makes me want to like, oh God, I'm so close. Like, okay, but like, but wait. Don't make me like, don't keep going like this if you don't want me to come. Cause if I come, I'll be like done.
Okay.
So it's kind of like listen, this is how my body works.
Okay.
So
have you ever finished and then like let the patriarchy take the reins and been like, oh God, okay, he's
of
still
course,
going.
I mean,
we've
that,
all.
That should be the subtitle of my 20s. Let the patriarchy finish.
That's a good stand-up title for a gay guy, which is very funny.
Well, because here's the other thing. Oh, this is, I feel like I'm rambling today, but.
Go on.
Because I have casual sex, I don't feel beholden to help the guy get his
right
after I've gotten mine.
Well, that's interesting because like for women, I wish more of us thought that way.
Yeah, for sure.
For gay guys, it just, that makes you sound really selfish.
Well, no, because it's like, look, I'm a team player to an extent, uh-huh. But like if I've come and sure, I'll help you a little, I'll lick your balls while you like jerk off or whatever. But like if it's like 4 minutes later, I'm like,
wow, okay.
I'm like, because time, once you've come, drags.
Yeah, and it's less lubrication.
I'm thinking about what I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do I get this guy out of my house?
Yeah. And
I'm like, my head, we're on different, our worlds have the metaverse or
yes,
whatever.
You're
I'm
on a different timeline.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to keep talking about this because it's funny.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I make when I come.
Wait, this is all to say I still had a housekeeping.
Oh.
Don't hit the button though.
Okay.
It's too late. You should actually
lose
button privileges in the second half of the
okay.
episode.
I'm okay with that.
No,
also, I'm sweating, so I've taken some of my clothes off. Also, why does it look like I'm having an allergic reaction? Do you see that?
It's the only part of your body that wasn't covered by Skims.
Oh my God.
So maybe Skims keeps you safe from something.
No, I was like this. It looks like I'm having an allergic reaction.
You know
reaction.
What I think it is? Huh. I think you're dehydrated and you were pressing up against that pattern.
I am dehydrated.
There you go.
Okay.
Doctor.
Doctor
I'm a doctor. A man spent the night last night.
Burying the motherfucking lead yet again.
So this is the thing. This guy and I have been movie cuddle buddies for over a year. Okay. I'd say once every like 2 to 3 months, he comes over, we snack, we cuddle on the couch, we watch a movie and just like spoon.
And that's fulfilling for you? That satiates you like emotionally? Because cuddling really is like a serotonin emotional feel.
You know, it's like it happens every 2 to 3 months because that's when I'm like open to it, I guess. Okay. Where I'm like, this guy's sweet. We sometimes make out. He sometimes gets like a semi. I don't think I've ever seen his penis though. It's a close on.
Fascinating.
I know. And this person does live in a very, very unique space for me. Because when a guy's on Grindr and it's like just looking to cuddle, I'm like, psychotic.
Yeah, that is Well, how'd you meet this guy?
We put our genitalia in each other's mouths, not hold each other like we're going down on the Titanic.
Hold space for one another.
No!
Wait, how did you meet this cuddler though?
Grindr.
Wait, so what let him in?
This is the thing. So he and I did like Runyon first, and then he's like, we should do a movie night. And the first movie night, okay, we got so cuddly cozy.
Got it. It wasn't like outwardly his look and what he was looking for.
He did have in his profile like love cuddles as much as hot sex.
Okay.
You know, like it's very like, yeah, he obviously does like cuddles.
You were like, I came for the hot sex, but I'll take a cuddle.
Yeah, at this point I was open to it. We didn't like take our clothes off the first time, so I was like, oh, maybe we just live in this space and that's fine. So his parents are visiting this week, so they're staying in his room. And he's like, do you want to save me from sleeping on my couch? And I was like, oh, like spend the night one night? And he's like, yeah, like tonight or tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, that works.
That's interesting.
But it has renewed my
fear.
No, my
hatred.
What I already knew.
You hate.
I don't like cuddling.
In bed?
Uh-uh.
When you're trying to sleep?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing.
I go.
Hell for me will be a man trying to hold his body against mine.
While you're trying while to trying fall to sleep. Asleep.
Kelsey, I felt a trickle of sweat go down my spine. And I was just like, don't be a cunt. Don't be a cunt. This man.
Why are you cuddling while falling asleep, though? Get away from me.
Dude.
If you like, can you ask us on the pod this week, a story? Do you like to be cuddled while falling asleep, not just in bed?
No,
because everyone likes that.
Not watching Netflix under a blanket.
Yeah, not pillow talk.
These are all fine things.
This is, we have said goodnight. Kiss, kiss, turn over.
Thank you.
Don't fucking touch me.
Okay, you can
fuck me. I have built four pillows around me.
Cuddling is for, okay, when you get to the hotel, you like get into the room, you like kiss, you fall on the bed, and you kind of just like lay there, like holding each other for 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then you
release me.
Yes.
Go, unhand
go
me.
Go to your bed.
Go to your whole bed. Athlete has a whole room downstairs.
Dude. And then like,
you know what? Like, okay, I say this is an ADHD thing. I have a huge like texture dysphoria. Like I don't like touching certain things.
Oh,
I don't like feeling certain things.
I don't think I knew that.
You did. It's why I only wear certain like materials. Like I can't touch a certain like fabric on a person. It like makes me ill to my tum tum.
What kind of fabric? I need to get some.
Fuck you. Like jeans. I have to have a specific feel
jeans?
Of jeans.
What are these doing?
I would have to touch them, and I'm not gonna lie, they look a little nervy.
Really? Wait, touch. Now I need to know.
Oh, these are good.
Okay, okay.
These are actually really good.
They need to be like soft.
I can't explain it, and you have to.
You
like,
don't like fresh denim, I don't think.
I don't like fresh denim, and bro, I could just rub up against something in nature, and I lose my shit.
That like, could be a good like instinctual thing.
Like if I touch a garbage can plastic, I might diarrhea.
Because it's garbage can or
no,
because it's plastic?
It's tech. I can't explain it.
I did
it
not
makes
know.
No
did you
sense.
Know this?
You knew. Yeah. You've known. It's like kind of a spectrum-y thing too, which is weird, I think, for me to say out loud because I've always identified as ADHD, which is neurodivergent, but I've never been like full spectrum-y.
Kelsey, if not supervised, I actually picture you crawling through a garbage can. like unfazed by the wet, unfazed by the clumpy, just kind of
looking through.
Yes,
brother. My biggest pet peeve, and people know this about me that I say over and over again, is dirty water. Like I can't do the dishes without gloves.
But the water coming out of the sink is not dirty.
No, but like touching a plate with like leftover yogurt on it, I might throw up.
Okay, I see that. But that, yeah. Again, that's good instinct because you're like, that's old food.
Okay, okay. So you're telling me this is an evolutionary thing.
Well, not when you brush up against a trash can. Like, that's nothing.
Like if you ask like my mom, like
denim,
we'll be out.
Is definitely nothing.
We'll be out shopping and I'll go to touch something and I'll literally go, huh! And she'll go, oh, yeah, that was a bad
like,
one.
I feel like I'm on a different timeline. Does she have the same thing?
No. But she just knows this about me because it's been forever.
Isn't this also like OCD?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's anxiety for sure.
Are there any foods you don't like the texture of?
Oh. Not in my mouth.
Well, where the fuck else are you putting food? Kelsey's butt chugging yogurts.
I've never had it with food, which is a very specific OCD disorder.
I've met tons of people over the course of my life who have food textures.
Wow.
Like, oh, no.
See, mine's feeling it or it like rubbing up against me.
Do you know what I have?
What?
This is the only thing. And if I think of it right now, I will induce goosebumps. Packed snow.
Oh, that's
the crunch.
Yeah. I like that. That's because I like to ski.
It literally... it sends shivers throughout my entire body. I don't know.
See? I can't explain my... Like, and it there's no pattern.
Mine doesn't affect my life.
Mine does, heavily.
I know.
Why did I bring this up?
We were talking about cuddling.
Cuddling. Oh! So if you rub up against me and I feel your fucking leg hair or, like, your chest hair on my back, or for women, like, a flare of hair tickles me there, or, like...
Okay, Dr. Seuss.
Bro, this, for me, is fully a texture thing, this cuddling thing, is what I've realized.
But what about naked?
Yeah, because
so
body hair.
So if you felt their bush up against the small of your back...
While I'm falling asleep, I'll kill you. I will turn around and choke you in your sleep.
Also... All the heat between two naked bodies.
I keep my house at 67.
Also, it's just like, give me time to crave your touch.
Yeah.
If you fucking suffocate me with your touch, I'm going to be like, I have too much touch. I'm dropping some of this touch off at Goodwill.
Which is why I asked you if that was fulfilling for you, because
no,
you don't seem like the guy that needs touch. And
I
will say that is a little bit unique that you are so anti-physical touch. Like, even when we hug, because I'm a very touchy friend, like, whenever I'm talking to someone, I like to hug them while I, like, talk to them and hold them. You will give me a really tight squeeze, and then you're out.
Yeah.
You're in and out.
But you also give off a... You don't give off
careful.
A... Careful. When have I ever been scared to say anything? Ever. You don't give a lingering, serene hug thing. You are a go, go, go.
Yeah,
you
fair.
Are a spackling. You tried to do your cake art while you were setting up for the podcast. That girl doesn't have time to like...
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Slow down the nervous system.
I know you're already like 8 million places beyond the hug. So I'm
Can I play you? I just sent the athlete this TikTok being like, if you've ever needed to know what the inside of my brain is doing when you're trying to tell me literally anything or talk to me, this is what's happening inside.
This is the coolest desk I've ever had. I've had water all day. My neighbor's dog makes some really weird sounds. Like, goodness gracious,
the moon's made of cheese come from.
Where did the moon made of cheese come from?
This is just a guy who's trying to go get a glass of water from himself. That is 1 bajillion% chance what it feels like. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Wait, here's mine.
Cricket, 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 cricket.
I know that the secret to happiness is thinking as little as possible, as often as possible.
That's why when we do this, or I think when I'm performing, I'm in a state of flow state. Like,
sure.
I am so present and mindful.
You're keyed in.
I'm keyed the fuck in. But if you catch me if I'm trying to make you a coffee and feed the dog and fucking did, it's just.
It's so interesting, too, because I have. I'll speak a resentment out loud.
Okay, I didn't ask.
That you're sometimes bad at texting.
But it's because you have.
Yeah.
Percent.
It always weirds me out because I'm like, I know she's like
holding
her
my phone.
Or has her Apple Watch on or something.
I have not worn my Apple Watch in 2 years. Okay.
Or you're at your computer. I was like,
yes.
I know. Yes.
And I'll burst text with someone and then I disappear.
She does. And which is also fucking annoying because people like that want answers right away.
Yes.
And but I've been waiting 8 hours for the one text.
This happened yesterday. Yeah. I'm not denying this.
Okay. Okay.
Do you ever notice on Instagram every like month or two, I will post a meme being like, just a reminder, if I owe you a text message, I'm sorry. Because I will save it as unread for weeks. Before like I go back
blue.
To it. Yeah. Like, because when I know
text?
It, yes, when okay. I need to reply to someone.
Oh, iMarker is on unread too.
Yes. And like with you, right? It's like, I'll see it, I'll think about it. And if I don't do it right then there in that moment, it's gone. Which is why you're reading me, not even to filth, you're reading me clean. I feel expunged.
Vindicated,
I feel, yes.
Or like, yeah, yeah.
Validated.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Yeah, 150%.
I think I feel better too.
Good. I'm glad we cleared up this raging thorn in our friendship size.
If anything, it was a micro penis of an issue.
I'm kidding. But you have to realize as much as you hate it, I hate it 700 times more.
Okay,
it's something I
hate. Somehow she became the victim in all that.
Don't ask a white girl to victimize herself because she she's good at it. But it's truth. Like, it all goes back to like, and then if you touch me.
Yeah.
And you're trying to talk to me? Death.
That's not good.
Straight to the gallows.
Wait. Why is it touching plus?
If you give me a texture, I'm dealing with a texture and you're trying to talk to me.
Okay, she wonders why I don't hug her for very long.
Someone in the comments is like screaming this disorder. Like, you need medication for this. But I live happy. I had my psychiatry appointment this morning. And she's like, what else? What else? And she kept like asking like, what else? And I was like, nah, I'm chilling.
That's why I stopped going to my therapist because I was like, I was literally like the day before, like, what should I talk about?
Yeah.
Which, babe, maybe nothing.
I am going about my Vyvanse though.
Going above?
Up. I'm at 20 and I'm going to go up to 30.
That's the Adderall replacement. Yeah. And it's slow release.
Yes.
Wait, 20 to 30 feels actually sizable because it's in tens.
Well, because most people do Adderall. Uh-huh. Adderall is the half. So if you're on like 10 milligrams of Adderall, that's actually 20 of Vyvanse. It's just how they measure it differently. I'm like technically being on 20 is only 10 of Adderall.
Got it.
So I'm going up to 30. So this will be 20 or 15.
What made you want to go up?
At about 2, all ability to do goes right out the window.
I mean, that's me too.
Yeah, but I need to not, especially getting back into stand-up.
Oh, sure.
So it's either like take my drugs at 12 and be able to do a mic at 7 or take it at 7. And
you also start your day pretty early.
I do. And that's what she said. She was like, people like you usually do have to bump it up.
Wow. Cool. Well, yeah. keep the tower bottoms, confident bottoms. I'm so sorry.
No, they can be tower bottoms.
Keep the confident bottoms in me. Oh, I thought I had a burp. Oh, I never burp.
I was so excited.
I know.
I thought you were going to throw up for a second.
It could have happened.
Wow. I would have caught it. Ate it. I had something to talk about, but we're going to save it for next week because this whole cuddling thing went so haywire.
I feel like there's some more. What's your cuddling thing, Tiana?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What's your whole cuddling thing?
Tiana loves to cuddle.
She cuddles she's also literally the size of a baby.
She's a baby.
They probably baby Bjorn you.
You and Lacey, my best friend, are two the same sizes person. And both y'all, whenever we sleep in the same bed together, you guys fucking try to cuddle me. And I just want to put my heel on your back and scooch you the fuck over.
The fucking biggest bed bugs in the world.
Do you like to cuddle falling asleep?
I let him sleep with his dick.
Oh my God. Wait, I forgot about this. And the fact that you just said this out loud.
Sleeps with the dude's D inside of her.
I forgot she just told me this last week, and I was like...
Like it's charging?
Yes!
Like it's soaking,
she
Mormon
falls
style.
Asleep with the guy's D
in
her.
Has he cummed?
Finished?
Has he cummed?
Well, yeah, sometimes he'll come, and then we just, like, leave it.
Bro, you're gonna get pregnant, and you're
it
gonna
really
get a
yeast
infection.
It really does seem like you're asking for pregnancy.
And the way she told me it, too, she was like, it's kind of like our little unspoken thing. I'm like, oh, y'all ain't even talking about this?
it would be weird if there was a conversation
Are
about
you,
it.
I would be like, hey, tap, tap, tap. You're digging me.
You forget something?
Yeah. Hey, take that. Go sheath that thing.
She's literally the exact opposite of us.
Both of us. Not only do you want to be cuddled, you want to be penetrated and cuddled.
But, okay, does his dick stay hard?
No, it eventually falls out.
Okay.
It falls out.
Oh, okay, so it slides out, she
you
says.
You don't plop the kerm out?
I'm sure the kerm comes out. So it's just like a little, like, that's a little swamp.
That's a dangerous game. And you don't have any...
She's on BC.
...biome problems, though? You're not getting yeasty or stinky or UTI?
No, look at her.
UTI-y?
She's perfect. She's a little
Tiana
angel.
Tiana is my hottest friend.
She
it's
goes,
true.
A guy's never had trouble coming with me.
I wish y'all could see. Tiana is stupid hot.
Have we not posted a picture of her on the...
We should.
We should.
This week, your assignment is to post a picture of yourself on the grid.
Meet Tiana, the penis handler.
Yes, let's make it. We'll make the grid post this week in Canva, and I'll do it. And then I'll change all the passwords so she can't take it down. I can't believe the reaction I am having to this. To this Skims.
It's not the Skims, though, because it is literally... Wait, pull it down more. It's only that rim. It's literally where the Skims meet.
So you think I'm just like dehydrated and my skin is having a reaction to something pushing on it?
Yeah, like, you know, you fall asleep and you'll get like a sheet imprint on your face. I think that's because you're dehydrated.
You think?
Yeah.
You said it so fucking confidently this whole time?
Right, I think.
Dr. Zach.
A lot of my thoughts are true.
Brother, you got anything to plug?
Kelsey and I are doing the punchlines. San Francisco, October 1st. Sacramento, October 2nd.
Do you want to take that again?
No, I don't. And then I'm doing City Winery Atlanta, October 10th. I'm on the road with Bob the Drag Queen, October 23rd through November 3rd. Then I'm doing Omaha, Kansas City, and St. Louis in November.
Christ almighty. I am doing the Comedy Chateau, September 26th. It is a free show if you want to come. I'm only doing 5 minutes, but hey. Come by. Have a fun giggle. Hee hee ha ha.
Is it the outdoor space?
Oh.
Okay, cool.
Hey, leave us a review. We didn't get a review this week.
Yeah, leave 5 stars and just sweet, sweet words.
We will read it on the podcast. That's all I got for this week's babes.
Me
we'll
too.
See you next week. Love you.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.